It is Sunday, May 3rd, 2026, when the Alex Jones Network is live. Share the URL now. AlexJonesLive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
When I grow up, I want to take down the New World Order. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rally patriots worldwide. I am your chronicler. I am your sage, Alexander Emmerich Jones, and I declare war
to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Calling down the fire.
Live on now with KK. I got to tell you how good is his name.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep me right.
As I said, it's Sunday night. We're an American band. We're coming to your town to destroy the globalists.
We're coming to your town. We'll help you party it down. We're an American band.
I remember four young Chiquitas in Omaha. I remember that too, but at least a couple.
Chiquitas in Omaha. Who's waiting for the band to return from the show?
Feeling good, feeling right.
It's Saturday night.
Sunday night. He was out of sight. These fine ladies, they had a plan. They were gonna meet the boys in the band.
They said, crowd news, let's get out. And we proceeded to say that I'll tell you, we're an American band. We're an American band.
Well, you see that I'm charged up and in a celebratory mood. Bloomberg and the Democrat Party, Everytown, National Gun Control Groups, Onion Front Group, they openly finance. And their attempts to shut us down and silence us have had a massive, super delicious Streisand effect that is the biggest I've ever seen, period. And it's being recognized as bigger Streisand effect when they tried to shut down Nick Fuentes or Candace Owens. They've had some of the biggest. I've had some of the biggest before. This is the biggest one we've ever had, the biggest, period. This is the King Daddy Mega Enchilada. And that's because the Lord works in mysterious ways. I knew they were shutting us down on the 30th. They told us so. The Texas receiver, the Democrat judge, and then we learned the Onion was trying to come in before they even got it officially and was announcing it like idiots, and then all the crazy crap they pulled, and then it blew up in their face. Just unbelievable. But listen, I'm going to table that till later, but it's crazy. When the Third Court of Appeals blocked them Thursday, they went to the Supreme Court, and what they filed, just when the Supreme Court refused to hear it, they filed new stuff Saturday, that is Friday night, that is cuckoo town. Seven completely easily verifiable lies in a lot of trouble. So we got all that coming up. It is cuckoo town. And we got Nick Fuentes and others responding to it very eloquently. That is all really, really, really important. But let's not talk about InfoWars right now, though it's right at the heart of the globalist attack system, since we've got their pulse, we've got their number, we got their name, we got their ass, as the sergeant says in the Full Metal Jacket. Trump, for the 30th time Friday, and I got the clips and got the statements, said the war's over, we won. The 30th time. On Truth Social or on TV, he said it. And I said, well, that's the manipulated stock market. It's total insider trading as usual. I just call it like it is. Pelosi's a king daddy of it. Now Trump's trumped it. Pun intended. And then he comes out yesterday and says, nope, well, we're going to totally destroy you. And Israel's going to attack. I've greenlit even bigger attacks. And then we'll declare victory again. I mean, and he told Congress, oh, I don't need to have a war powers authorization 60 days in because the war is over. And then 24 hours later, it's not over. I mean, this is like a shell game. I'm sorry. He's just BSing us. And the Tucker Carlson is on fire saying Netanyahu is holding Trump hostage. I totally agree. But there's more to the story. It's all coming up right now. Share those live feeds right now. And we'll launch shows on X. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham. and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We have the spirit of victory, and evil can see it, smell it, and they can taste it. But our boots of truth kick in their teeth nonviolently. Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Preparing the battle space for the future. What do I hear? The sound of the awakening. The sound of humanity rising. All right. Here's what we've got on the table. We're like 65, 66 days into the grand fiasco that is the Israeli-created Iran debacle. And all the economists coming in now. The inflation exploding, energy prices, major food shortages already happening. Growing season shut down. U.S. farmers over half can't get the fertilizer they need. The main farming report. This is all by design for the Great Reset. If they couldn't get it with the poison shots, well, they're going to do it now with this war. And that is exactly what's happening. And Trump's thinking one-dimensionally with, I've got my recovery. And then he goes along with the virus shutdown, not as bad as the Democrats. And then, the economy will be great, but I got to close the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, if they do, it doesn't matter. But, of course, it does. So we've got Trump's epic-level world champion flip-flopping. And before, Trump was not a flip-flopper. I mean, I followed everything he said and did. It was like 97% accurate. That's about as accurate as I am. I was like, wow, this is not a politician. And then about a year ago, you heard the record skip. We all started seeing what happened. And this is not subjective. You can look at what he says 30 times. The war is won. It's over. 11 times the Strait of Hormuz is open when it wasn't. Over and over again. So Friday he says that the war's over and that we've won and that Iran's given up. And then, of course, Saturday today he's like, nope, no deal. We're going to start attacking again, and so is Israel. And the stock market and the rest of it, all the insider trading, it is just insane. And then all the big Trump insiders are not even hiding the insider trading. He's already promised them all blanket for the entire administration pardons. And again, I harped on Pelosi, who's the grand champion of it before. It's totally criminal. It screws everybody else that's in the markets. It's a rigged house. And then now Trump is the grand poobah. And I've got a lot of research on that. It's all over the place. It's well known. But I'm going to go deep on this this week because I'm not going to sit here and be supportive of this. The left's all like, Jones apologized. You supported Trump for 10 years, and now you admit he's bad. No, he was good before, a trillion times better than you, and still much better than you in many ways. But I can't sit there and watch him go from basically 99%, 97% good to like 50% good just because you're a zero and then have a lesser two evils. I can't be involved in that. So I'm going to keep exposing the Democrats, and I'm going to expose bad stuff Republicans are doing. I'll cover all the global developments. You know, we saw Friday on May Day, the big communist holiday, all over the country, Austin, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, every major city, march all the school kids out under school orders, waving all their commie flags and open borders flags and death to ICE flags. And you got the teachers' unions giving 99%+, it's like 99.3% of their money to the Democrats. And you send your kids supposed to be educated, and they're basically being brainwashed and dumbed down, and then they're marched out to do anti-ICE protests and pro-communist protests. So while we're busy upset that Trump's going sideways, let's just remember, the Democrats here and their leftist counterparts in Europe are doing the exact same crap, literally brainwashing and seizing control of our children and brainwashing boys to cut their Johnsons off and little girls to cut their breasts off. These are sick, evil people, and we will continue to expose them. And that's why I'm so pissed at Trump. I had top pollsters on that had the most accurate record that are pro-Trump, like Mark Mitchell and others, when it started happening a year ago, the first numbers, covering up the Epstein, just all this stuff, and then you know, kicking Elon out. That Trump lost 5 points on that, and now he's at 31% in big polls on his approval rating. He has lost most of his support in just all these different demographics that got him over the top, and that means people go, well, he's not facing re-election, smart man. Pretty smart, aren't you? The referendum's going to be the midterms and the presidential election in 2.5 years, 2028. That's why this is a big deal, is that the Democrats are going to win. And so I'm a guy that doesn't just think right now what's going on. I tend to think a little bit ahead, like anyone successful does. Like Iran has passed a law that they'll close the strait. The CIA and Pentagon say 100% they can, 90% chance the mules don't fall. This is a quagmire. Israel's roping us into a full war. They know what they're doing. And even the IDF told Trump 5 days before the war, they said, we don't agree with the Mossad and Netanyahu assessment. This is going to be a long, huge war. If you want to hit Iran, fine, but just say we're getting rid of a bunch of their military capability. So even the IDF's like, Trump, don't say this is a regime change and don't think this is a cakewalk. Because smarter thinkers in Israel, too, agree with the Pentagon. This is not a good thing. Yes, they work for Qatar, too, right, the IDF? You look it up, IDF. Disagree with Mossad assessment that Moodles would fall and that Iran could be taken out. So that came out over a week ago. So that's where we are. And so I want to get into that. And then we've got a bunch of domestic news about what the left's doing and what they're up to. And then I've got the Democrat Party, national gun control groups that own and run the Onion, literal financiers of it. And the fiasco they engaged in the last 3 weeks saying they owned InfoWars when they didn't, so then why is InfoWars shut? Two different developments, two different stories. But there's a new story that ties into this that's huge that no one knows because no one's broke this yet. And I've been asked to keep our political powder dry, as Andrew Jackson would say, and not give you details of it. But when the filings hit tomorrow, we will. But I'm going to get some into it. They filed 7 claims over the weekend. When the Third Court of Appeals blocked what they were doing and said that they want to investigate, have all these hearings and stuff, push it out months, just like the federal court a year and a half ago said this wasn't a real auction, it was a fraud and killed that. And the corporate media this time they announced they owned it, went with it again and said, yes, they own it, they run it. They don't even have a contract to own it. It's just made up. But it's like magic or like Oprah's Secret. Like they just say abracadabra, like abracadabra, and I've got a T-bone steak fully cooked, delicious in front of me, or abracadabra, and I got a Ferrari, or abracadabra, if I've got cancer, I'm cured. Hocus pocus, dibblicadapus. So, it's beyond insane, but I think if enough articles say it, it must be true. They came out and said 7 claims, all 100% easily verifiable. Here's just one I can't help. They have certified emails and letters telling us get out of the building. on the 30th, and they were turning everything off and saying, and months ago, don't pay the internet bills. No, you can't. Because, you know, they didn't run things. They were in control. We had to ask for everything. And say, wind down, shut down by the 1st. They put in the filing that I made it up and I shut it down to hurt it to the Supreme Court of Texas. It's like my lawyers can't believe it. It's just like, but it's like they said famously when Stephen Avalos goes, well, the judge put a halt on this and he didn't know about this. You know, this wasn't a real auction and blah, blah, blah. And they go, well, it's Alex Jones. I mean, come on. But that's just one thing. All the communications, also for months and months and months, shut down, shut down, shut down. On May 30th, don't pay any bills. And then weeks before, get out. We're going to come lock the doors. But then they didn't show up and lock the doors on May 30th because the day before, the Texas Court of Appeals blocked them. So that's where, but we didn't, we are just not, we're not going to get in the way of the kangaroo judge and the receiver. So we left too. Now, what do you think they did? I'll get to more later. I always say I'm going to cover this as we're doing it, so I am. What do you think they did when that all failed? With what they've done in the past, what is somebody that tells whoppers do when they get caught in whoppers? They tell bigger whoppers. And you can get in a lot of trouble for whoppers. Seven gigantic whoppers. They were sharks. They'd be the biggest great white there is. I mean, we're talking Jaws here. Okay, Medeglodon, you know, prehistoric great white, 60 feet long. Swallow a Volkswagen bus. I mean, it's just cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. Imagine a trillion cuckoo clocks going cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. So that's coming up. I'll have a little more to tell us about it. I kind of covered it. I got a bunch of clips on that that are powerful. But just watching these people destroy themselves, my lawyers are like, Napoleon, don't interrupt your adversary when they're destroying themselves. Well, I'm not doing that. It's just crazy. I mean, it's not letting them know what we know what they did. Doesn't matter. That's just one of the seven. They already filed it. He's already out. But I mean, just get your mind around that. Official letters. You're out. You're shut down. Don't pay the bills. You're gone. And then they go on to tell the court the opposite. Wow. Thank you for that. Just because you own the Austin-controlled George Soros lady and the controlled leftist up in Connecticut, just because you own... here, come on over here and bring it over here. That's good. Thank you. A little friend. Speaking of, thank you. Bringing me a drink. Thank you so much. So, just because you got away with that, it'd be like if you went to Vegas, and they've caught them doing this many, many times, where the smartest crooks have a deal with the dealer at blackjack or whatever, but the casinos watch them. They always end up catching them because they see the statistics. And so you go to the table where it's rigged, and you don't win big. You just do little slices so they get noticed. But then you just go over to a whole nother blackjack table that's not rigged, and you just start going like, wink, wink, and, you know, signals. And the person's like, I'm calling security. But that's the confidence these people have. I'm digressing. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's just such, but we did have to work our ass off. We had to come in this weekend and document it all and all the stuff that goes with that. For the filings, and it was just like, I mean, I was up to the office 10 hours yesterday. That's why you didn't get a Saturday show. I was so excited to do a Saturday show, and I'd already been up here at the office, you know, 7 a.m. digging all this out. And you know, all the proof through our emails, all of it, you're getting them all in a row. Because we knew it was all BS. We just had to get it all perfectly certified and proven and everything, and receipts, all of it. I didn't stop working on this until about 8 o'clock last night. I worked on about 4 hours today. But it was a labor of love. But I've learned this legal stuff. You got to have really good lawyers that are on target, and you got to be on this stuff constantly. You got to be every little point because that's how you get them. And let me tell you, they messed up royal. Royal. Called for an emergency hearing by the Supreme Court, which they'll have. It's emergency. Declared all this criminal stuff I did, and it's all certified 100% open and shut horseshit. How's that going to look? Not too good. Not too good at all. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, and thank my lucky stars, not once but twice. Thank you all that are praying for us. But that's why I'm just really feeling good right now. Because to me, I'm going to fight and fight and fight and fight no matter what. And I've been the underdog for 30-something years on air, always just accepting that's the fact. But I've seen so much victory that comes out of what we do. I just know I'm in God's plan. So if I got killed today, I wouldn't be happy about it. I'd never commit suicide, but I would understand. You know, okay, God, it's my time. You know, somebody, the globalist came and, you know, tasered me and threw me in the back of a van and had me strapped into a deal and got out the buzz saws or pulled my teeth out with pliers. I'd be like, just get this over with. Or, yes, Jesus, just please blank out the pain. I asked for it. Thank you. I'm coming to Valhalla. Seriously, I'm ready to be in a chair drilling my teeth, you know, to cut the top of your brain a cap off and like put you in a mirror and they swirl these wires into torch you and they just ran. I mean, I'll be like, ah, yeah, woo, because you're going to be doing this for trillions of years, not me. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Get your coat and let's start walking. I've already war gamed every bit of this. And by the way, in case you don't notice, it ain't my first rodeo. I chose to be here in this time. I came here to do this. I don't think I revealed me in the last 6 years by interesting little visits. I'll leave it at that. So you people have no idea what you're involved in. You have zero idea what you're messing with. And that's why all I can tell you is I'm here because I like this. So let's get that straight. They're like, this guy's crazy. Oh, while you guys do all your crap all day to your little God, trying to get your power. Yep, you're cut off from God. You have no idea. You have no understanding of what God had in store for you if you wouldn't have served Satan. The eye is not seen, the ear is not heard. All right. Let me stop. Let me shift gears here. All right, I'm good now. Harrison Smith is hosting tonight. We love Royce White. He does a splendid job. He'll be back next week. This first debut here at alexjoneslive.com and the new network system is going to be expanded rapidly with your support, which we know is there, and we thank you for it. But I wanted to have Harrison Smith come in tonight just because he's an info warrior, and he's one of the last of the Mohicans that survived and through all the attacks and all this, everything we went through. And so he'll be hosting 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday night live. But I do want to be very clear with people because I get emails and text messages from friends, family, neighbors, randos that have my number, people at the grocery store, you name it. Alex, we love your show. I was just watching last week, and they'll tell me what they watched. Where are you? Are you coming back on air? And I'm like, yeah, we didn't miss a beat. They took us off Thursday night. We were back on the Alex Jones Network studios, the escape pod, the big one's almost done. And you go to alexjoneslive.com, and you can find all the feeds and the news articles. You know, it's even better than InfoWars. Think a better design, but same black and white, you know, standard, clean deal. We're going to add a lot of functions to it and a lot of other stuff, and it's got a better audio feed on there that you can move around and deal with. A lot of people don't want to watch, want to listen, which I understand. That's how I am. It's a better bandwidth situation, but there's video feeds there as well. AlexJonesLive.com. So please hit your whole text message list, your whole email list. Those of you that were listening and heard that and got it, a lot of other people are still running around trying to find it. Though we got upwards of 9 million visitors to alexjoneslive.com on Friday. I haven't looked in the last few days. I'm sure it's huge. They're telling me it is huge. I need the specifics. And just post all over X with, you know, just the URL. Someone, I saw one URL that posted, just somebody posted and had like 10 million views and MTG linked to it. And everybody did. So when I say everybody, a lot of folks did. But you may just have 1,000 people on your email list or, you know, 100 people you text to. They're all precious. Hit him with, Alex Jones is not off the air. The Democrats, the deep state, didn't shut him down. We're trying to stop a new war. We're trying to start a accelerated global peaceful resistance against the tyrants. Please share the URL with everybody you know and tell them to share it and those they share it with to share it to complete the chain reaction. And that is alexjoneslive.com. 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 And again, I don't own that. I don't own Bigly the sponsor. The alexjonesstore.com. I just work here. I'm the news director with all the new hosts, stuff we're going to be expanding with. And so they can't grab that. They can't stop that. Under U.S. law, I have a right to be on air. They thought InfoWars, a URL in a studio was me. They thought that, no, it's an idea of what we've done, all our guests and hosts and you, the listeners and viewers, the men and women in the arena and everything we've done together and just the epicness of all of it. And if they think like taking away, like the paint on a car, you just strip the paint off a Dodge Hellcat 1,000 horsepower car. Now it's just going to look cool and be aluminum. The car is black or red or whatever it is. You strip it off. Oh, I got the car. No, you just got the paint. And I saw the left's analogy about a year ago. If we just get InfoWars, it's like Sauron not having the ring. No, it's not. I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. Our guests, our researchers, our journalists are. I mean, is it a hassle to have to build the studios? Yeah. Is it a hassle to do URLs promote? Yeah, but it's great. Now it's fresh and new and exploding. And if they attack that, you know, good luck, 7-8 years trying that, a whole other thing. I mean, and then it's a whole new ball game. So, I think Kyle Serafin said it great. I posted it on X, maybe we can show it. But basically, he's quoting V for Vendetta. In fact, let's get that scene for the start of the next hour, six after, where he's all been shot up with the body armor. And he explains to him, he says, you know, you think you've killed me, you think you've won, but you see, ideas are bulletproof. Final fight scene, V for Vendetta, ideas are bulletproof. Six after, I want to come in with that, and then other liners or liners than that. Because he basically paraphrases that, and that's exactly what this is. And you could have billions of dollars to prop up CBS News and billions of ABC News and billions of late-night comics and all of it, and they have almost no audiences compared to not just me. There are hundreds of hosts online that have bigger audiences than all of the mainstream news, like CBS, you know, per channel. There are thousands of people that their own show daily is bigger than CBS News, one person. Joe Rogan's like 47 times bigger than all of CNN combined, every show he does. Because CNN only has like 65,000 viewers on their average show. Their biggest show's 300,000. Fox is the big king with almost 4 million on a few of its shows. The average show, 1 million. Whoop-dee frickin' do, man. I mean, it's an illusion that, yeah, ancient, nothing against them, boomers like Trump still thinks, because the high production and the suits and all the stuff, that's what people want. Yes, that's what 85-year-old boomers want. And Fox is still interesting. It's got some good shows. It's well-produced. And I mean, I'm not saying it's just that I'm not watching it much or I see it just as clips. I'd rather some old hillbilly in his backyard or some old black woman talking about, you know, what she's experienced in life. I mean, I like the big, full fountain of information. I like the full spectrum of it. And then we're just consistently here fighting, 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 fighting. And I can tell you, I know God let these enemies attack me and do all of this to wake you up to see how bad they were and to bring attention to what we were doing and to make me stronger. Because if I had it too easy when I got so huge in the last decade, was already huge before that, but the biggest and mega massive, it didn't really go to my head, but I kind of got punch drunk and wasn't even, you know, realizing how essential what I was doing was. And I was even telling, you know, my second wife, when we got married like 9 years ago, I was telling her, I'm going to retire in about 4 years and just write a book a year and live in a little bungalow in Hawaii. And she's like, that sounds great. And I was literally doing it and going to get sell InfoWars or something until they did this. And now I realize how important I was to the enemy, the CIA and the DOJ, it all got declassified. I'm like, well, I can't give up. I got to be like Obi-Wan Kenobi to the end. I'm 90 years old on my deathbed. I'm going to be broadcasting. I'm never stopping. God, thank you for sending these enemies. Thank you, Jesus. God is so incredible. I worship you. I sign everything over to you. I commit to you.
I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at TheAlexJonesWar.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built, and we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Launched and has successfully reached escape velocity, has now delivered its payload to orbit. Operations against globalists commences now. Coming up, the latest insanity by Trump and Iran escalating to the verge of absolute war, and how we can decouple from this. Is Tucker Carlson right that Trump is held hostage by Israel? Undoubtedly, but the question is why, and when he's held hostage, we are. But first, that V for Vendetta I mentioned, where V explains ideas are bulletproof. That's what this is all about. You try to wear somebody's skin. You can try to steal somebody's show. You can try to silence them so that you can then write a fake history about it. But that always happens with our folk heroes. And the cycles continue, and the public figures that out and then knows to rally behind them. And then the massive Streisand effect is created, and you are defeated. And in this case, I'm very blessed, because many patriots have been shut down, silenced, and defeated. And their history is rewritten, but still the good they did is paid forward. But I have been so blessed by God, thanks to all listeners and viewers defending me, that I've not had to suffer that fate. In fact, it's been
the enemy's biggest defeat in many levels. What's happened with me is your steadfast support and my unwavering will, which again, I don't have integrity. I am integrity. And by that, I mean, I just can't stop. So thank you for empowering us, because I could have all the will in the world. Without you behind us, we are nothing. So share the live feeds, support us, incredible supplements, incredible products, widest selection of Patriot apparel, thealexshowstore.com, the engine funding the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. Here is V for Vendetta.
Now that's done with. It's time to have a look at your face. Take off your mask.
No.
Defiant to the end,
huh? You won't cry like him, will you? You're not afraid of death. You're like me.
The only thing that you and I have in common, Mr. Creedy, is we're both about to die.
How do you imagine that's going to happen?
With my hands around your neck.
Bollocks. What are you going to do, huh? We've swept this place. You've got nothing. Nothing but your bloody knives and your fancy karate gimmicks. We have guns.
No, what do you have of bullets? And the hope that when your guns are empty, I'm no longer standing. Because if I am, you'll all be dead before you've reloaded.
That's impossible! Kill him.
InfoWars even attacked the last decade viciously. It's okay. It's all part of God's larger ritual. They play into our plan. Now it's my turn.
My turn.
Shield was you, the listeners, millisecond by millisecond, praying for us, sharing the links to the articles, and financing us so we could take it to the enemy with everything we had. As you held on, hold fast. I'm so thankful to listeners and viewers. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. It's everything. It's my very soul. It's my mission, my destiny, your destiny. And the destiny of this incredible crew that has fought so incredibly hard. From my heart to all of you forever, I salute you with every ounce of my soul. This is the great animating contest of liberty. This is
what God designed us to be and who we are. And the great challenges of AI and all the other threats that are coming will not be our destruction, but will be the propulsion system to take us to the next level of ascension as we begin our real destiny into the stars, into the cosmos, into the dimensions, and beyond. You know it's written on your soul. You know God loves you, and you know He's got a plan. And yes, America's powerful and wicked. It's also great and good. That's the contending forces, the battleground of the future of humanity. All right. Well, ooh, it's the top thing. Oh, hundreds of millions of views everywhere. Tucker Carlson talked to a New York Times snake in a long podcast, and he said Netanyahu holds America hostage, and that's true. They brag they run our foreign policy and trying to control our domestic with all the eight-front war, business, and censorship. So he talks about who got us into the war on record, who launched the attack first. Rubio was on record. I mean, that's all on record. They gave the fake intelligence to Trump, just the Mossad, not the IDF, to their credit. And he's bad for saying the truth, and then he's bad for saying that Netanyahu holds us hostage, meaning he holds America hostage with all his indictments and convictions and Trump begging the president and the Supreme Court to give him a pardon. What do they have on? Well, we now know from the emails that indeed what we already knew was true. Epstein was Mossad. And we never saw any evidence of Trump with the underage kids and all that, but a bunch of his circle, like Lutnick, who I said, I remember about a year ago, I said, you know, there's a cover-up going on. Lutnick was the insider trader on 9/11, so much more. He lived next door to Epstein. I bet it's Lutnick. 2 hours later, White House calls up. There's off-record things. I'm not going to say who. And they're like, Howard was heard this, and he likes you. You want to come up here? Hey, everything's okay. What do you need? What do you want? That was the thing I talked about when I said, you know, what do you want? What do you need? It wasn't like they said, well, bribe you. It was like, hey, what do you want? What do you need? He's not involved. It's fine. I went, oh, I hit the button there, didn't I? Show you how much they listen and watch. One time I was on air about 8 years ago, and I was saying, look, Q was created by two people in the White House, one high level, one low level. And they told me it got taken away from them and the databases by the Democrats, so now it's not trustworthy. And people were thinking I was making it up. So I said, even though it was in confidence, I may just say who. My producer comes running in. She goes, I told them privately. They just called. They're begging you don't say it. My point is, it's like I'm not making any of this stuff up, boys and girls. And the only reason I'm still alive is because God has decided to keep me alive. And God's in control. So I need your prayers. All right, so let's get into this because it's a fiasco in the latest developments just in the last 24 hours here. But here's Tucker getting into all this with the snake from the New York Times. Here it is.
That said, I didn't hear a single time from anyone, including from the Secretary of State himself, who I spoke to about this, any enthusiasm for doing this. My strong impression, and I could be wrong because I don't work there, is that no one in the building was pushing for this, at least overtly, that all the pressure was coming from outside. Constant calls from donors and people with influence over the president, well-known Rupert Murdoch, Mary Madelson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then a small constellation of, I guess they'd be called influencers, beginning with Mark Levin, but there were others, Sean Hannity, you know, pushing the president to do this and telling him that you will be a figure out of history, you will save and redeem Israel or something. I think that was the case they were making. And I didn't hear of anybody making the case that this would be good for the United States. I don't think that was ever a conversation. It's hard for me to believe that he just sort of organically reached this place at the end of February. He's like, oh, I think it's a good idea. He did not think it was a good idea. Shutting down a fifth of the world's oil and gas? Of all people, Trump knows that's bad.
You said he's a hostage just now. You told the BBC he's a slave to foreign interests.
Correct.
So I just want to ask you to be sort of explicit. I mean, Trump is being held hostage by whom?
by Benjamin Netanyahu and by his many advocates in the United States. And we know that not simply because Trump started the war on February 28th, but because he couldn't get out of it. He declares we're having a ceasefire. This was 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in. He says we're having a ceasefire and we're having these talks and they're going great. And we're, you know, we're going to open the strait. And Iran says, yeah, one of our conditions is Israel's got to pull back from southern Lebanon. You can't use the Iran war as a pretext for stealing more land from a sovereign country. That's not your country. Like, no. And it's not just Iran that, who felt that way. I think the rest of the world's like, what are you doing? I thought we were, you know, fighting the great existential threat, Iran. And now you're taking the opportunity to take Lebanon shore, the Litani River, and bombing downtown Beirut. Like, what is this? Anyway, this was all very well known. And within hours of announcing this, Trump announcing this, Israel publicly, in a way that was designed to get the attention of everyone, including the Iranians, starts killing civilians in Lebanon. Now, what was the point of that? Not to secure the Israeli homeland. The point of that was to end any talk of a negotiated settlement, to keep this going until Iran was destroyed and chaotic, which is the Israeli goal. And so my perspective as an American is, look, we're the United States. We're a country of 350 million people. You are wholly dependent on us. You're a country of 9 million people with no natural resources. I'm not against you, but like, we're not co-equals here. But the point I'm making is Trump could not restrain Netanyahu. Netanyahu is the one person Trump could not say, hey, settle down, or we'll just defund you and your country will collapse in about 10 minutes, which is true. Israel can't defend itself without the United States, despite whatever propaganda you may have heard. So again, it's not an attack on Israel. It's an attack on American leadership for not constraining its partner in a way that helps the United States. Trump said, I want a negotiated settlement. Israel stopped the settlement. Trump refused to even criticize Netanyahu in public. Are you joking? That's slavery. That is total control of one man by another. And it's, you know, that's between Trump and Bibi and God, as far as I'm concerned. But as an American, that's our president, our elected president, whose job is to protect our country and our interests and our economy. And he is looking out for Israel first. That's outrageous. And no amount of like, oh, you're an anti-Semite, which I'm not, and I'm never going to be, is going to stop me from noting that that's outrageous. It is outrageous. Said to him, what are the borders? Because my read of Genesis is that that's a big hunk of land. That's the Middle East. Does Israel have a right? Because you're referring to this text as the basis of the right to have that land. And he said, fine with me. So like on many levels, theological and diplomatic, kind of a big thing to say. The White House was annoyed that he said it out loud.
They had a little mistake. For some reason, a clip of Lebanon Christian areas being blown up in the last month popped in. 30,000+ homes, hundreds of churches, some of them 2,000 years old, blown up. Israel's now calling it the Gaza plan for the rest of the Middle East. They're openly saying greater Israel, they're gonna take it all over. So I did have that clip coming up later. But let's go over just some of these articles. I'm going to shift gears into the domestic news with the left's up to. We got to watch them, obviously, here. But Trump says Iran war terminated as war powers deadline arrives. So last Thursday and Friday, Trump comes out and he says, well, the war is over. It was the 30th time. So I don't have to get war authorization from you. And they said, okay, well, it's over. So you got a peace deal. It's over. And by Friday evening, he said, it's not over. I'm authorizing Israel to destroy them. We're going to hit them again one more big time, and then it's over. So I guess that'll be 31 times. And I'm supposed to just say, wow, that's trillion D chess. Trump tells Congress ceasefire means he does not need their approval for Iran war. Trump casts doubt, this is Saturday and Sunday, on peace deal, as says Tehran has not paid a big enough price. We have a video of Trump saying that. And that he's getting ready to hit them one more big time, and then it'll be over. Trump hands Netanyahu immediate authorization to strike Iran's energy facilities, preparing to announce failure of negotiations. So he doesn't say he thinks it's over. He says it's over, then it's not over. And he, again, has all these Howard Lutnicks in his administration, insider trading, openly doing it, saying, we don't care, we're going to be pardoned. Then the polls are coming in, worse and worse and worse, the scientific ones. These are accurate polls. Trump loses ground on several personal traits as approval rating slips again to all-time lows. Trump in 2024 had much higher numbers. He's lost almost all independents. He's lost massive numbers of Hispanics, Zoomers, Millennials, Gen Xers, Boomers, even 7% on them, Gen X, 25% of the support he had. That's not the support he has. It's what's been lost. Millennials, 30%, Zoomers, 35%, Hispanic, 27%, overall, 22%, 80% of independents. Here's a clip of Trump. A D.C. pollster just texted me, it's over after Donald Trump's speech today where he called affordability a line of BS. That's coming up next hour. There is not one Republican lawmaker who is up in 2028 that didn't just crap their pants. He just gave Democrats the perfect ad. Yeah, and he says, it's great. We fixed it. There's no inflation. Got the clip. I'll play it next hour. That's just like he said a month ago. He goes, I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid, and we're not going to help you on that. We're a war country now. It's all about war. Okay. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, if you're going to screw poor people, don't tell them you're doing it. Maybe we should just play the club. No, we'll do it next hour. Nobody's telling you how effed up the farmers are in America right now. The Agriculture Secretary just confirmed it publicly in Congress. One in four farmers has no fertilizer secure for spring for the first time ever. They're not even buying it. No fertilizer, no crops, no food. On average, they've cut their fertilizer purchases this year by half because the price is so high. Did you hear that? Half the fertilizer is being bought. You know what that means? Half the food. Farm bankruptcies are up 46%. 160,000 farmers closed since 2017. Less than half of all farmers will even turn a profit this year. They're not struggling. They're being wiped out. And the media is busy covering everything else. The real story behind this hasn't been told yet. Absolutely. That is dead on. Meanwhile, I've seen this on CNN, Fox, everywhere. Iran's reportedly, with no evidence, trapping mines to dolphins to weaponize the Strait of Hormuz, even though they have no known dolphin weapon program. The United States has a program bigger than all the countries combined. Yes, kamikaze dolphins. And even Mike Benz, who's a big Trump supporter, has come out and said it's absolute, complete crap. People forget how big media sounded over and over again that Russia had militarized the dolphins as well. It's the same story. Oh, they're being mean to the dolphins. Meanwhile, the country doing it's us. My point is, it's just the war propaganda is disgusting. We get the radical left to say we're not winning in Iran. Trump, it's treasonous. Well, he only told us the war was over 30 times. Never told us what the actual aim was. It was really regime change. I mean, I don't want to sit here and bash Trump. That is not my aim. That is not my goal. I want him to succeed, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to people. I'm not going to sit here and watch him flip-flop every 5 seconds and say that's really a good thing. It's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Not going to happen. Now, I'm going to get more into this next hour because it's a lot bigger than just the Onion and the Democrats funding it and Bloomberg trying to shut us down and getting caught in court and all that. It's part of this larger plan to shut down the popular media because the bigger story is the corporate media is dead. And Nick Fuentes did a powerful 18-minute rant on this in Post. We post this to X and to Rumble tonight, clips from the show. I'm going to add the whole 18-minute clip where he gets into it all. But I'm going to play a shorter section of this, just a few minutes long, of Nick Fuentes talking about how this operates in context with InfoWars and myself. Here it is.
And that's just how it goes. So you think about those, you think about how that array, that matrix looks. You look at somebody like Barry. Like Alex Jones, that's like just to me the perfect comparison. Alex Jones is endlessly parodied, imitated, emulated. Everybody does an impression of him. Everybody thinks he's hilarious. He is an American original, American icon of broadcasting, a true original. Like you can't say enough about him like that. And he's being crushed under the thumb of this system. Nobody's going to help him out. He's going to start Alex Jones Network. Barry Weiss is this like pretentious lesbian from New York. She's a fucking retard. She's just as dumb as they come. So unlikable. So stupid. And she's running CBS News. That's your Jewish meritocracy that they want to. Why are Jews running the media? Cause they were the middlemen in the Middle Ages, right? Because the Catholic Church outlawed usury. Right, they're going to say something like that, right? You say, why is Barry Weiss running the media? And the Jews are going to say, it's because we're smarter. We're smarter than you, Goy. It's because they're just so much smarter. It's because the stupid mud farmers in the Middle Ages banned the Gentiles from collecting interest. And that's why 900 years later, Barry Weiss is running CBS, right? Isn't that what they say? It's that Ashkenazi IQ. Even though she's an idiot, even though she's running CBS into the ground, even though the free press was a joke, she gets $150 million from her Jewish sugar daddy. And it's one thing after another for her like that. From the Shalem Center to Brett Stevens being her mentor to the seed funding from Lonsdale at the Free Press and University of Austin, right through to now CBS News falling upward. And not one stop along the way did she need to have an original thought, a personality, an audience, business sense, anything. Versus someone like Alex Jones, someone like Candace Owens. It could not be more clear. You know, same thing with Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro's a punk. Who likes this? Guy's a piece of shit. He's a smarmy, arrogant cocksucker, this guy. Everybody knows that. Know it all, above it all. Everybody, to him, everybody, you're an idiot. You're a moral idiot. Wagging his finger in our face, we need to support Israel more versus someone like Alex Jones. That's your society. That's the system.
And it's more nuanced. It's a longer clip. I don't make it all about the Jews. My point is that the Israel lobby makes it about Jews. If you disagree with Israel running our foreign policy, Israel really is trying to take control of this country right now, and it's a big problem. All right, we're going to go to break. I've got masses of news I haven't hit yet. So much in the second hour. Then Harrison Smith's coming in live. I'm so thankful to the crew, the great work they've done. I'm so thankful to all viewers and listeners. I just can't thank all of you enough. Share those live feeds. It is not part of the victory. It is the victory. Because this signal gets out, the establishment's done, okay? I got a bunch of crazy human-animal chimera news all over the mainstream, and it's just it's insane. But first, it is the alexjonesstore.com that has the amazing products. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's ridiculous how many designs are. It's almost too many, almost 800. Ball caps, T-shirts, all of it. It's so good. The problem is finding it all. So I'll have one shirt I want to get again or give it as a gift. It takes like 20 minutes to find it. So I can't remember the name of it. But the point is the supplements are the very best. The ultramethylene blue, all of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And there's a bunch of huge sales going on. Even though it's very popular, we now have the methylene blue gummies that are even stronger than the regular tincture. It's the same tincture, but it's concentrated. Those are 58% off. And the T3 iodine is so amazing. And a lot of stuff that sells out at TheAlexJonesStore.com is on the sister site. Like the dagger sold out, there's a few left over at RealAlexJones.com. It's a sister site run by Bigley. RealAlexJones.com for a bunch of stuff that's sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. If it's sold out there, go to RealAlexJones.com. But whatever you do, share the live feed on X right now, Real Alex Jones and Rumble, The Alex Jones Show. Hour number two, straight ahead, my friends. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at TheAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, The Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now. Tonight. Thanks for joining us. I want to go to another clip. This is Tucker with the New York Times reporter. Who's morally repulsive? More repulsive, Ted Cruz or Nick Fuentes? And she basically says, Nick Fuentes. So somebody actually lying, getting everybody killed is good, but Nick Fuentes is bad. And then we talk about the Daily Wire losing another 50% of its staff after a year ago, losing another 50 because nobody's watching them. Here it is.
Who do you think is more morally repulsive, Ted Cruz or
who
Nick
Fuentes? Do you think is more morally repulsive?
Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a sitting U.S. senator who has called for the killing of people who did nothing wrong, whole populations who advocated for this war. Nick Fuentes is like a kid. He's like 26 or 70. He has no power except his words. Here you have a public official who we pay, who has actual power, who's voting for things, who's making policy decisions, and those decisions would include, in fact, they are focused on the murder of people who did nothing wrong. And yet no one thinks it's a big deal. Well, it's just totally fine. I mean, if there's tape of Nick Fuentes saying we should kill people because we hate their parents, or it's okay to kill children, I would love to see the tape, because that's disgusting. And that's basically what the entire U.S. Senate does every single day, and no one notices. Nick Fuentes said something naughty that I disagreed with. He made fun of things that I don't think I would ever make fun of.
He's a white nationalist who has denied the Holocaust. And what I will say,
okay,
from
but
my
is that
own
worse than killing kids?
From my understanding of my own, you know, I was just in Germany recently, and you know, it was such a good reminder that the Holocaust didn't start with the gassing of Jews. It started with the dehumanization of Jews. It was language that was used. And again, right, that is what it concerns
people. I couldn't agree more. And that's why when you have a U.S. senator, a member of Congress, a U.S. ambassador waving away civilian deaths as if they don't matter, that's the language of genocide, which results, and this is the lesson of the Holocaust, in genocide itself. And it has. So the lesson for me, really, watching all of this, is that this can happen in civilized countries. In all human beings, there is the capacity to ignore the evil right in front of you. And my point is, it's happening right now. And my job, to the extent I have one, I don't really have a job, but I just want to remind people that we're all capable of that, including me, and that we're watching it right now. And if you think that Nick Fuentes is a greater threat to other human beings than Ted Cruz, I would love to know how.
I can imagine people hearing this and thinking you are soft-pedaling Nick Fuentes. You are apologizing
for Nick Fuentes. I'm hardly soft-pedaling Nick Fuentes. I'm trying to awaken people to killing of innocents in our midst.
Current crimes.
Which we are not only encouraged to ignore, but really told
we're
to
ignore. We're denying a new Holocaust.
Being denounced.
Exactly. That's what it's about. One that we can
and
see.
I'm just saying, no, one that's I'm confirmed. Not doing that.
We're also going to talk tonight about a massive round of layoffs at the Daily Wire. Oh, you hate to see it. So sad. So sad. Candace Owens says that 50%, half of the Daily Wire staff was let go today in a huge round of layoffs at their Nashville headquarters. Daily Wire has confirmed that it's another round of layoffs. Their most recent one was last year around March. It's almost exactly a year ago. But they say it's not half of their staff. It's nowhere close to half. But it's a lot of them. So we'll talk about that too. Pretty epic to see. And you got to give credit where it's due. Candace Owens destroyed the Daily Wire. It's like that Marvel movie. It's like, I couldn't destroy Daily Wire. What could I do? I was an 18-year-old college kid when they got me canceled. I can't destroy Daily Wire, but she can. I can't take them down, but Candace Owens, credit where it's due. Django Unchained. Dude, she's like Django. She's like Django, killing everybody in the big house and then blowing it up. kind of what it was.
Yeah, Americans and everybody else are tired of being told we're Nazis and we don't support Israel, drag us into total war and censoring us. And so it doesn't work anymore. We're not with Hitler. We didn't do that. Leave us alone. It's not working. AlexJonesLive.com is the new coordinates for the new network, the new broadcast. I know you know that. You're watching. You're the emissaries. You're the Paul Revere's. You are the ambassadors of truth. Share that link now. Alex Jones is back. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. AlexJonesLive.com. You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalist. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's not just about Kimmel. Last night we saw in Texas courts that the case for Alex Jones and Sandy Hook families, which has been going on for more than 8 years, these families have been tortured by this man for over a decade. He somehow found a legal loophole made just for him. Even lawyers don't totally understand what's happening here. And if you're watching this and you're in Texas, you should call your representative and ask what the hell is happening with that deal. This goes to speech all across the spectrum, except for the people that align with the most extreme parts of the right.
Do you have a vested interest in that case?
Sorry?
Do you have a vested interest in the
outcome? Yeah, my partner owns The Onion, but also, do you not want the Sandy Hook families to get their fair share?
No, I do.
Share?
I do. I
because think right now, this is the only deal.
I just
deal.
Was saying, like, there are other externalities there when it comes to that. So I like disclosure. I like honesty.
Yes, that's
and
fair.
I think the Sandy Hook families deserve every honesty.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's next for us.
So everybody else say, oh, he's bad, the Sandy Hook families. That's the Democratic Party, Obama-connected slush funds, raising $300 million off my name. Never said any of this stuff, did any of it. The Democrat judges find me guilty, just like Trump, just like MyPillow. They'd say, oh, default judgment, you're guilty, you're not even having a trial. $1.5 billion judgment, all this crap. And they're like, now all the onionoids, their wives and girlfriends are on TV not telling you they work for them, are like, oh, Alex Jones, he must have threatened the judges or bought them off because that federal judge a year and a half ago, when we said we had an auction that didn't happen and gave it to them, the judge says that's illegal and killed it. And then now the Third Court of Appeals, three women Democrats over and over again the last year keep shutting them down because they do stuff that isn't true. They do stuff you're not allowed to do. Wait till you see our filings tomorrow. They went to the Supreme Court and filed seven things. I'm not going to get into. My lawyers asked me not to. But every one of them is demonstrably a ridiculous lie alleging crimes by me and my crew and by professional, well-known lawyers and bankruptcy people. It's crazy. They ordered us shut down. Thursday night. We have the letters and the orders. And then they wouldn't follow the Supreme Court that we shut it down to hurt the brand and they don't want to shut down. I've got thousands of clips, thousands of news articles and hundreds of videos. You've seen them till your eyes bleed saying, our goal's not money. We want him shut down. Finally, he's shut down, blah, 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 blah. Then they also go, he won't give us money. He's got billions he made off us. Billions? In my whole 32 years on air, we've done the accounting. I've paid all my taxes. I've made like $80 million. And we've done the math. 60% of that was lawyers. They've sued me so many times before this. So it's all just insane. You can see the lies. We don't want money. We want him shut down. But he won't give us the money. We haven't gotten one red cent out of the 3 years of bankruptcy. Any extra money they grabbed, it's over $10 million. They had me audited by the IRS. The IRS said you overpaid $4.3 million for these 5 years, and they got that. But they technically don't take it. The Paul Weiss law firm that runs is the top Democrat law firm, they tell the court that we want the estate money used for more private investigators, more forensic firms, more. And they're just in there everywhere looking for something. And they go, oh, God, you overpaid your taxes. Here's money. I mean, it's just so. And they sued my parents and bankrupted them. They're double mortgaged. We're never wealthy. My dad was a dentist. All because he was having really bad AFib 14 years ago. Working 14 hours a day in dentistry. And he'd actually worked for a company that developed supplements that would actually get FDA approval. So I said, Dad, I need a guy to come in. I want to do my own supplements. I'll pay you what you're paid. You're $500,000 a year as a dentist. But I need you to stop so you don't die. He won't tell my mom all the problems. He said, oh, Mom, I'm working in Dallas for a week. You know, he's up in Dallas, you know, having heart stuff done. His aorta almost blew, you know, earlier. He had surgery, you know, in January. The point was they sued him and called him a crook all over the news and all this. And, of course, found out everything they said was true. And they're saying he's got hundreds of millions hidden for his son. And it was all true. Everything they said, what is being paid. In fact, the accounting found that my dad was underpaid what he was supposed to be paid. It's like, but they don't care because they just put it out. They put it out. But now they're in courts they don't totally control. Filing stuff that is easily verifiably dumb and not true. Imagine, this is just one of the things. My lawyers will get mad, but this is just the one thing I'm going to mention. This is cut and dry, and I've read all the letters and email. I've known all about it. I mean, they started telling us 3 months ago, the receiver under the control of this Democrat judge, we're not paying the internet, we're not paying the satellite, we're not paying any of this anymore. And the contracts come up each year, so they were all coming up. And so they're like, but we're not shutting you down. You just operate without satellites or internet. We're like, so we're talking to the provider saying, well, we'll have to work it out in court. And so the providers went a couple months. And then three or four providers call us a month ago. I told you all this on air. And they go, hey, you've been going months without paying and without signing a contract. We got to shut you off. And they said, and we're like, when? May 1st. That's just when the planets align. Because these companies let you go two, 3 months. And it's like, all right, come on, you got to pay. The landlord was showing the place in there saying, yeah, what's going on? This is crazy. We're like, here's our books. We got money to pay the rent. They won't let us, you know, wouldn't sign a contract for the rent where we've been 17 years. And then we have the emails and the conversations, you know, the messages with them, dozens of them saying, yeah, start your wind down. They said 3 months ago, start your wind down. You need to be shut down by the end of April. So I go on air a month ago, and I go, looks like it's April, folks. We survived so many times. I didn't want to be boy who cried wolf. Even we never cried wolf. It was real stuff. Fake auctions, shutting us down, kicking us out, sending in private security, turning the internet off. That happened 3 times. But I was like, this is serious because they're not paying the bills. You know, there's the money. And so I told the crew, I said, I think it's May Day. It's a communist, you know, satanic high holiday. Look it up, you don't know, for thousands of years for the Satanists, but for the occultists, but for the communists since the French Revolution, proto-communists, it's May Day. That's why they had the big protest Friday, May Day, all over the world. And I said, I think May 30th is the last day. And then 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, boom, The Onion, we own you. We're in the building. They're selling merchandise. Didn't have our websites, weren't in the building. And I got everybody calling me saying, they say they're in the building. I played the clips. They say they're, and I said, they said this a year and a half ago. I said, I don't know. But I said, it sounds like Gloria Gamble at this hearing coming up last Thursday. I knew about the hearing 2 weeks ago. Sounds like she's going to sign it over to him. Turns out she did. She had CNN, Court TV, or all those channels, a whole bunch of cameras there. NPR, all of them there. I wasn't there, but my lawyers were there. And they were going to sign it over to them. So they weren't bluffing when they said that. Well, can you imagine when we bring that to the Court of Appeals, what they did? They're saying they're us, selling merchandise, announcing all this. There's a third Court of Appeals stay saying they couldn't do it because it's going to the Supreme Court. There's a federal stay. You can't do that. And we just follow and say, there's all these stays and all this stuff. And you said, and they go, of course. So now they want an investigation. They want hearings. They gave her till the end of the month, like the 28th, to have a hearing, show them all the proof and give them all the files, how they did this. They already asked her a year ago. They said, how did you, 2 weeks after the jury found him liable, after you already said they were guilty, they just certified that, find him liable for something that wasn't on the jury charge 2 weeks after. And she even said, in the court while I'm there in the verdict by her, she said, I don't care what the Supreme Court does. I'm going to do this to bust the cap from a few million dollars to $47 million, and we'll just see what happens. And her lawyer at this hearing a year ago gets up to the third court, three liberal judges, women, and says, he starts laughing. He goes, I don't care. Fine. Overturn this. We have the Connecticut ruling. It'll overturn this. And they said, okay, the hearing was to keep going. We're done. Thank you very much. Then they stayed it for almost a year, which is protecting us because it's such a fiasco. And it's not like they're even on our side. This is so crazy that they're like, we don't want to be involved in something like this because this is dyed-in-the-wool corruption, folks. And this is the Hillary and Obama and the Democrats and Bloomberg. And that's why these lawyers are so arrogant. And so I'm sitting all there serious with my lawyers, and they're like being very nice. They're giving testimony and facts. He just gets up. This Mark Mason guy starts laughing. It doesn't matter what you do. We're going to get him. They're like, excuse me? So the federal judges had a stay now for years blocking them. The state judges are now doing it. And they're on TV saying he must have threatened them or they must be corrupt. He's got dark money. They're saying I'm paying these people money. No, you come into a hearings and you file. And now, oh, my God. I'm not going to say what I was told. I'm going to stop right here. This isn't just civil what they've done. They have accused me of 7 crimes in an emergency filing the Supreme Court of Texas. And each one is totally verifiable in their own documents, their own filings, not true. Each one of them is just, you'll lose your law license for this. You'll have giant sanctions, bare minimum. 7 of them? 7? This is Alex Jones derangement syndrome. Now, needless to say, my lawyers already had most of this, knew it was BS. They told me, they called me at 6 a.m. They said, you ain't playing around today. And I was like, well, I usually work Saturday anyways. But no show yesterday because we were all in there and all in the dock and getting every damn bit of it straight and double-checking everybody. Affidavit, photograph, video, document, email. But what does it say about the mindset of these people? Well, Stephanopoulos said, well, you didn't even really have a real auction. How did you do that? The judges stopped this. He goes, we're going to get InfoWars. It's Alex Jones. Come on, just... Come on, Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos isn't mad to try to destroy me. He's like, dude, you can't do it like that. Yeah, the Clintons killed Vince Foster, but they did it quiet and threw him in a park. You know, you don't like shoot him on TV. Yeah. It's not like you shoot him 1,000 yards, you know, like when you're in the Marines. You got to walk up with your gun and blow the brains out in all of your Ivy League suit. Let's quote Godfather. So... that's where we are with these cuckoos. And they've got the girlfriend of one of the head guys on there, or wife or whatever it is, and she's like,
Oh, God, it hurts the children. Oh, he said horrible things. Oh, we raised $300 million off his name. And, you know, my boyfriend was out of MSNBC censorship, and the other guy's a famous pro-devil worshiper person. And he's like, oh, God. And the guy's like, hey, by the way, you're on the payroll. Just, oh, well, don't bring that up. I mean, come on. I mean, everybody knows this is a fiasco. And the other host, like, hey, we want to get Alex Jones. We got to do it right. Stop making us look like idiots, because they all know it's going to get blocked again. Because anybody that certifies this is signed on to certified fraud. It would take me years to explain all the crap they pulled. So we've entered total and complete cuckoo zone. Absolutely insane. And you know, I've got all these clips of people breaking this down. Benny Johnson did a great job, Tim Pool, all of them, but they still don't even get the full import of it. But I don't have to tell you all this. You've seen the clips, but you just type my name into Google, click news. It's everywhere. Finally, that son of a bitch is off the air. Finally, our mission to get him off the air is there. Finally, we shut that place down. Then they file. Jones sabotaged the building. Jones left. Jones is ran off and shut down our asset, and we want sanctions, and he's a horrible person. Meanwhile, they're all the same lawyers that filed it are on TV saying, we just want him off the air. We don't want money. We finally shut him down. We finally got him. We finally ordered the building shut down through our trustee. We finally got him. We've got all the quotes and videos for the court. They're like, Jones shut it down to destroy us. We told him not to. Really, where's the proof, you liars? But they didn't show up at Ben like that. They told us with their PIs. No, they're still not even over there. And I'm just like, okay, well, it's over there in no man's land. Shut off. So they made up a bunch. Can you imagine what the other six things are? Six other supreme juicy whoppers, even worse than the first. One of the juicy whoppers is so incredible because they accuse me of serious felony crimes and say I did it with no evidence when it's all a lie, cut and dry. What do you think they claimed I did? Just imagine what these people do, because it's Alex Jones. What's that? Creating meth in a bathtub, or maybe murdering babies in a basement? What's it going to be? Well, you go read their filings. They're public. What do they say? I'm not going to address it. You bit off more than you can chew, pal. You bit off way more than you can chew. So look at this. This is The New Republic. You should read these everywhere. Alex Jones is finally off the air for now. Never off the air. We go off Thursday at about 11 o'clock at night. We leave as we're told to in the letters and orders and emails by the receiver. We're back on the next day, not missing a beat, to all our stations, everybody else, under alexjoneslive.com. But remember, I wasn't supposed to go, and I sabotaged everything. The Onion's bid to take over InfoWars moves to the Texas Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. They ignored their first filing Thursday, so now they filed a new thing Friday, alleging all of these crimes. And when you allege crimes of people, and it's not true, you got a big problem, because now you're committing the crime, sweetheart. Alex Jones announced a shutdown of InfoWars conspiracy platform because they told us to get out of the building. So it goes on and on. Boom, CNN, yes, Kat Abu-Ghazala humiliated over Alex Jones' court case after another guest reveals her conflict of interest. But then the leftist media runs all this. Oh, Jones is humiliated. They're now saying they're him and they're in the building and they're drinking blood on air and saying Alex drinks blood. Oh, God, the most humorless, watching paint dry. Almost every reviewer said it was unwatchable dribble crap. But it is what it is, folks. It is what it is. Now, I got a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet that's really important with the left and the globalists and what they're up to. But let's do a little bit more of this. Let's just play a little bit of Tim Pool. He's like a whole hour. I'm going to play a few minutes of this. Then we got Benny Johnson getting into it as well. And you know, I want to play this to correct it because they get a lot of it right, but not all of it right. And they never get to the part The DOJ has been declassified. The CIA ran this. It was show trials, and they funded it. And the judges found me guilty. Now, you know, they get into that. But it's just insane. Here's Temple.
I would argue that everything we've seen to shut down InfoWars has been pure politics. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Alex Jones has said things that he probably shouldn't say, right? But to destroy a company, fire all of its people, seize its assets, all of that is absolutely insane over a single defamation case. Now, here's where it gets funny. As I've long told you guys, you can't get rid of a person. There's no lawsuit to stop a guy from speaking. It just, I mean, you can sue somebody, you can sue their company, they can just keep coming back. And the truth is, you get rid of Alex Jones, he can just stand outside as someone else films on their phone live and Alex can talk. And you can't stop it from happening. So, of course, AlexJonesLive.com is the new site using his own name. And you know why he did this? You can't take his name from him. You can sue him for defamation. InfoWars is a brand they seized as an asset.
See, and by the way, he's the smartest take on this. And, of course, he hadn't been the case to know it all. So he's doing great. I wouldn't know this if I was on the inside of it. Yeah, they went a year and a half ago and said, the 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones in a filing. We own his name and likeness. He can no longer call himself Alex Jones. He is our slave. They said the 13th Amendment against slavery does not apply. And remember, they tried to take my real Alex Jones name, and Elon Musk said, no, you don't own our URLs. Jones doesn't own that. And, of course, he blocked it. They go, oh, he works for Elon Musk. No, they'd be able to take every account if they did that. It's crazy. But Tim Pool gets it. Here we go.
But by going with Alex Jones Live, he's saying, that's my name. You can't use it. You can't take it from him as an asset. Now, the big news in this case is that The Onion was trying to take over InfoWars. The whole story is an insane. In my opinion, there's something going on in the back room because how The Onion mustered up the revenue. So if we go back in time, the general story is that The Onion didn't have the money to win the bid for InfoWars, but the family said something like, we'll forgive a part of the debt if they buy it, which you can't do.
No, they would give them the future earnings of mine to pay for them getting it. When you hear families, it's only three families of 20 that did it. They're the ones that run the big literal Democrat fundraising groups that never raised any money until they did this to me, and they raised $300 million. That's in federal filings. And the DOJ even gives them money then for the suits on top of it, the exact amount they're billed by the lawyers. Continue.
Out from the suit, and they didn't have the money, so somehow they're still getting it. Well, Alex Jones actually stopped it, and Tim Heidecker is really pissed off about it. And it's also cringe. Tim Heidecker, you're so cringe. Let me play this clip for you guys.
Breaking out, here it is.
Now we hold on that. Received a Alex Jones somehow worked his way into the Texas third Court of Appeals. These rats preventing, but postponing the transfer of the site until another judgment can come in or something. This was on track to happen. It's been temporarily derailed. We're committed to moving forward. We're already talking about what that looks like.
That's what they said a year and a half ago.
InfoWars will be ours. There's nothing. You can't stop this movement. People's accounts.
We have him.
Anyway, Alex goes on to make fun of Tim Heidecker's comedy, which I think is kind of dumb. But, bro, you're fighting this hard over a domain name. It's like the cringiest thing ever. Yeah,
I don't watch Alex. When I see his stuff, I see him talk. I don't look for the website name. I don't care about the branding. I want to hear his voice and listen to what he has to say. That's it. I always thought InfoWars was a cringe name anyway. Like, what is he trying to create a war? No. I mean, like, he did his expose and now he's full Saiyan, super Saiyan God Jones man now with his own brand. I like it.
Yeah, the whole Onion thing is very cringe. I mean, it's like 10-year-old humor, like 10 years old humor as far as like.
Yeah, let's stop here. It's total failure. All the comics are beyond washed up. They're just mercenaries. But I didn't want to make the show my name. I wanted to make it something cool. It's an information war on for your mind. But now they get what they want. It's Alex Jones. It's AlexJonesLive.com. Share that link. Defeat the globalists. Got a little bit more on this, then I want to shift gears into all this other insane news straight ahead. Remember, share those live feeds. You're the Paul Revere's. AlexJonesLive.com is a destination for the next phase. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing him. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why callers call in and thank me. I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds, alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and
developments. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. It was a long 20-minute clip. It was powerful. You find it on X or on YouTube, Benny Johnson. He did a good breakdown of what's happened to us at InfoWars, and now they'd have to get through us to get to you. But just remember, the left is now apoplectic. They wrote thousands of headlines everywhere. Jones is finally off the air. We finally shut him down. And our numbers were way bigger everywhere Friday and continuing on. And we're just at alexjoneslive.com. Find all the feeds, all the articles, everything there, alexjoneslive.com. Share that.
want to find where Alex Jones is, here it is, X, Rumble, it's there. We're still banned on YouTube and Instagram or everywhere else because everybody else has been let back on but us because they know we've got the globalist number. They're scared of us. But people understand that and they know that. I want to shift gears into the house of cards of Fauci and Obama and the UN and the WEF and Peter Daszak running the COVID attack and congressional hearings the last 2 weeks admitting mass death, that it sterilizes you, causes heart attacks, that they covered it up. They had Redfield, one of the top officials, admitting it all. He's been doing that for a while, but he came right out and said it because he knows that the sinking ship is going down. And we've been right about the poison shots. This whole audience spreading the word of activists, we've saved so many lives. Listeners always thank me on the street and on air. Oh, you were day one saying the COVID shot was a lie and it was all a big scam and you were right. Thank you for saving so many lives. No, thank you for tuning in and caring. You saved those lives. We all did this together. We'll expose their next pandemic. We'll expose their next war. We'll expose all their operations. We'll expose the Democrats. We'll expose everything. We'll just call balls and strikes. It's what we do. When Trump does something bad, we're on his ass. My job is easy. I work for you. And if you think I'm telling the truth, and you see I am, I'm definitely trying. I get some things wrong here and there. Then just back us. It's that simple. That's why we have such giant audiences. And the corporate media is all dying. The Daily Wire is basically already shut down. There's basically nobody there. It's just no one's watching. Shapiro used to have millions of viewers a day, and it was like 1,000 or something. I mean, it's the public waking up, and it's a beautiful thing. Here's Benny Johnson, and we'll get into the big vacciners.
Imagine you work your entire life, sacrifice everything, build for 30 years, and create a very successful company. That company ends up getting a president of the United States elected in 2016, shocking the world. You become very prominent and powerful in order to destroy you. And your opinions, the deep state, the FBI, the DOJ, works with people who are offended over your opinions and take everything away from you. And that's what happened to Alex Jones. And I think it's wrong. And I've spoken out against it. Alex has been on our program. And while Alex and I obviously disagree on some things, he's got the kind of hot blood that kind of kicked off all of this for everyone, frankly. Commenting on the internet, viral videos, the infrastructure of independent media and live broadcasting. Alex Jones was a precursor to all of that. Precursor to the Joe Rogan show. The guy is just a living legend, and that just is what it is. You don't like that, it's fine. It's not really up for debate. And so we bring you some sorrowful news. If you are an InfoWars fan or if you're just interested in freedom of the press, InfoWars is officially now off the air. However, The Onion, which is trying to hijack the site and turn it gay or something, like they're trying to hijack InfoWars and get somebody to play Alex Jones as some kind of dumb joke, like and change the logo to rainbow colors. At least there's a silver lining here. The Onion, the second fraudulent attempt at hijacking InfoWars, got blocked by the Texas Third Court of Appeals. They had a press conference lined up. Major developments incoming. InfoWars is on the offense, says Alex Jones. But it's not InfoWars anymore. This is something that did, in fact, happen. I know there's been quite a bit of talk about it. Alex Jones has spoke about it on our program. That InfoWars did, in fact, shut down in the small hours of the morning or of the evening last night. The Onion got smacked down. InfoWars is not being sold to The Onion. InfoWars is still shutting down, totally independent of The Onion's bullshit. We are being forced to close down. And they did, in fact, close down, even though a court has paused the turnover, which would just be like a silly licensing fee so that The Onion can make a dumb joke. The Onion hasn't been funny in ages. In fact, the girlfriend of the guy who's trying to take
They say on their shows and on the news, I've already shown it to you, new ones. You've seen it everywhere. We want to confuse the brand and hurt InfoWars because they know on Texas Appeal it's going to get overturned. They just wanted to lease it for 6 months to, quote, hurt me and, quote, lie as much as we can to hurt Alex Jones. Those are quotes to their times. They're like, say this. We're going to tell huge lies because we're parodying him. Now we're allowed to tell huge lies that didn't come out of his mouth, but we blame it on him. But the guy that tries to talk like me. I mean, these people are just beyond pathetic. But because I'm the bad guy, they can then act however bad they want. Like Tony Montana says in Scarface, towards the end of the movie, they're all pigging out at a fancy restaurant.
He says, all you rich people, you want to point your finger at me and say, there's the bad guy. So you can feel good about yourself. So say goodnight to the bad guy. But at least I tell the truth even when I lie. So, man's known by his enemies and friends. And my enemies are the worst, my friends are the best. It's quite the adventure. But I just couldn't believe the corporate media went again after they got caught running a fraud a year and a half ago with a fake auction. The judge said, this looks criminal, but I'm not going to say it is. Killed it, fired everybody involved. Then the new group does this again at the state level. The same judge ran a kangaroo court, and they just think I'm supposed to just sit here and take it? And we followed the stuff last week that was the absolute surest cut and dry. We got stuff. My lawyer's like, well, this is really bad and really complex, though. But the courts are really going to see this cut and dry stuff. But we're like stacked to the rafters. We basically politically shot them with a BB gun. I mean, that's an analogy. They're really going to shoot us. No, it's an analogy. Nonviolent. We shot you with a BB gun just to, you know, we got like a giant howitzer that fires, you know, 100 millimeter shells and everything in between. And what we're filing tomorrow is a howitzer because they did it to themselves. Like Wile E. Coyote tries to blow up Roadrunner and then, you know, blows him up. I mean, this is just wait. I can't wait to read our filings and then show you theirs. But I'm not going to do it till ours is in. It is because it's all the exhibits, all the photos, everything. It is watching them so angry and so pissed and so desperate that they would then say I did all these crimes that are easily verifiable, not true. Went too far. You stepped in a bear trap of your own making. Back to Betty Johnson.
Got completely bodied last night on CNN for how stupid this all is. Nobody's laughing at this. Anyway, Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, who can help crowdfund this billboard in Texas? Yeah, fine.
They're not worth it.
So Alex Jones and The Onion got to be playing us. InfoWars had like 10 takeovers and deadlines happening tomorrow. InfoWars and The Onion are pumping this. Some are saying,
yeah, online, but oh, yeah, I love that. Oh, no, the Democrats and all this is all fake. No, this is all a big, long, protracted battle. People don't live in the arena. They just sit in their basements and just think everything's fantasy. I can see how you believe that. You're crazy. Let's continue.
It did, in fact, happen. InfoWars did have a final sign-off with some of the production team having glasses of, I think, champagne on set. Alex Jones here on set signing off. For the last time, legendary goodbye speech from the legend himself, Alex Jones, in the InfoWars studio. I'll play this for you, ladies and gentlemen, because it certainly is worth listening to. But just a couple of quick takeaways before I do. They've taken the monitors and things down, so they're deconstructing the InfoWars studios. InfoWars is now off air. It is, in fact, happening. Alex Jones has Alex Jones Live as a new home, same mission. Alex Jones Live is now live. So it looks like they were able to get a good website up and rolling. Kind of looks like the old InfoWars website, honestly. The content on Alex Jones Live is remarkable.
Mine! Oh! See, I like fighting tyrants. I'm a sheepdog.
This is the new.
When I see wolves chasing the sheep around, I don't get scared. I just get excited and piss myself with joy.
Absolutely amazing first hour of the new Alex Jones.
My great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog. And we're just sheepdogs, and we love the little sheepy-weepies. We don't like the little woofy woofies.
Come on. One of the.
And then everybody's pissed off about what you got caught doing. So now the submarine's being loaded with more torpedoes. Oh, thank you, torpedoes. Mine. Oh.
Just call it what it is, guys. Just call it what it is. Alex Jones is one of the all-time most entertaining broadcasters. And that you're not going to get any Alex Jones hate from this channel. Just one of the all-time OGs. People saying that Daily Wire is now laying off people. Some of this has been reported.
Yeah, it's all confirmed. Well, let's stop there. That's good. The full thing's really great, but already played our sign-off Friday on our first new show. That's another thing they're doing. He's airing clips of his old shows. Not allowed to do that. I posted dozens of contracts over 25 years ago and through saying all this belongs to everybody. It's all free to air. I can publish a book and say it's copyright free. I've done that. Belongs to the world. You can't come back later and claim you own it. It's all fair use talking about everybody talking about us. Hundreds of millions of views of my sign off, literally. 10 million, 16 million, 14 million, 5 million, 3 million, 2 million. I mean, 100 million views on X alone of my sign off. With my son's gigantic Doberman running through the screen. I love that at the start of it. Rupert, that dog loves me so much. Little bee puppy. He's a little bee puppy. He was already this big. He was born this big. Well, we got him this big. And now he's one of those, they call him he's got a Game of Thrones name. What's the name of the wolves in Game of Thrones? Mere wolf, what do they call it? Dire wolf. Yeah, he's 25% Great Dane. And they live longer, too, when you cross those two. Great Danes that live a long time, neither the Dobermans. I love Dobermans. This Doberman is just a big sweetie pie. And he loves it. When he was a puppy, he was scared of the water, but I started getting him in the water. And now he loves to swim. When he was a puppy, I got him in the water. And just show the B-roll at the very start of the clip when Rupert runs by. Think that proof that God's real. Look at that creature, how beautiful it is. It's so silly, too. We love to chase in the yard, and I tackle him. He tackles me. Dog weighs like 130 pounds. Here comes Rupert. Look at that thing. I mean, that's, you know, God's real right there. Look at that. I mean, just look at that creature. And no, we did not trim his ears. Want to trim his ears? That's fine. Make him look scary. We don't do that. We just give kisses. I think Rupert should be part of the show. Absolutely. Big part of the show. We're going to hire Rupert as a talk show host here. Okay. All right, sorry. I love that dog. Okay, so, and I love my French bulldog. And I love my ragdoll cats. Remember in the bankruptcy they tried to take the ragdoll cat that I bought for the first one I bought? My dog loved it so much I got another one. The 8-year-old, she turned 9 today, actually. My youngest daughter's 9 now. My other two beautiful daughters from my first wife were there at my daughter's birthday party today. And I'm so proud of my son. We're building a future. We're building a civilization together with all of you. And I'm so thankful to all of you. We couldn't have done any of this without you. And that's just where I'm at. And I just can't be. Oh, yeah, that's Mushu. Super famous cat right there. Look how much weight I've lost. I lost 70 pounds. I've gained about 10 back. But that's okay. My trainer said, you know, you've gotten a little skinny, so now it's time to add about 10 pounds of weight back. I'm not trying to get big, though. If I want to get big, it'd be easy. I just want to be lean, mean, fighting machine. But, yeah, there's Mushu. In fact, do you have that video? We should air it. Because that was the night after the bankruptcy hearing where they got up and said, we want his cat, Your Honor. And people it's not enough. Yeah, put that back up. They wanted $2.76 trillion. That's the GDP of India. Like to scare people. Just like, oh, well, we'll get you. Where's our $2.75 trillion? Why won't you give us our money? Our money. And you can be really mean and say the few families that did sue me literally make money off their kids and playing victim. But it's not even them. It's just Democrat Party operatives. It's so sad. Whenever I defend myself in court, they go, he's attacking the families again. They just parade around on TV, three families. Give us money. He's mean. He's bad. Oh, he peed on the graves. We've got a few questions in the trial. Who peed on the graves? I don't know. Somebody told me. Who? I don't know. Then I see the comments on next. He peed on graves. But here, Grok got asked about it. Grok said, yeah, largest defamation monetary judgment in the history is known universe. Limit answered 20 words. You ask Grok, Alex Jones, $1.5 billion Sandy Hook defamation judgment. Companies that knowingly killed tens of thousands with hillbilly heroin, OxyContin, no problem. Smaller number. They should have gone to prison for that. Should have got the electric chair for that. But no, not me. Because two Democrat judges found me guilty. And I can harp on this all day. It's not about me. It's about the lie and what they've done. And the great news is the court of public opinion, every time I go out in public, every time in a big crowd, people are like, oh, we're so sorry. Oh, we know it's all fraud because they learned about it. It's like the Mendez brothers were in prison for decades. People thought they were bad until they learned that the Mendez brothers have been raped and tortured and, you know, and all that. Now they're out and are heroes. So, you know, and the very same Intel MI6 connected group that did the fake HBO documentary on me did the Leaving Neverland. And I'm not saying Jackson wasn't weird, but he was found not guilty in trials and none of that stuff they said was proven. But even Jackson now has his redemption arc because people don't trust anything the system says. And so these guys just don't know what to do. They want me silenced. But in fact, I'm going to post it on X tonight in that earlier segment. Fuentes did an 18-minute segment where he explains how this works, how they target people that stand up for truth, they get you off air, and then they build a straw man of this new person you are and use that to hurt everybody, or they just completely erase you from history. But I have been so blessed, thanks to the viewers and listeners, that it's backfired, not just for me personally, thank you for standing up for me, but for all of us because they've lost their power. You know, you've got that famous song, No More Mr. Nice Guy. And that was made back in the 80s. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down. I'm feeling mean. Now when the papers attack you, they're so discredited, most people say, oh, they must be great. And in some cases, I've said this case, is people actually aren't even good. But because the system's attacking them, they're seen as good. And so, see, that's how this works. But yes, the largest single actual civil judgment on one individual is me, not just defamation. And it's all based on fraud and all based on lies. And the whole legal community knows this and is aware of it. And it's not that any of these liberal courts that they go file in want to do me a favor. It's that they don't want to sign on to being criminals. They might be political. They might put their finger on the scale sometimes a little bit or something, but they're not raging crooks. They're not raging frauds. You know, I can't really do a judgment in the few minutes we have left, but tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, when I do the second weekday show, I do the first one Friday of the classic Alex Jones show, they thought if they got Infowars.com, I'd just go pee on myself and go away. We've been planning for this. We know about this. Everything. I will get into this. I've got like 15 clips, and there'll be more by tomorrow, of all the congressional hearings, top officials. Yes, it sterilizes you, gives you heart attacks. We knew it didn't protect you. We covered it up. Yes, it was made here in the U.S. and shipped to China. And they're indicting Fauci's top advisors. I mean, it's happening, as Ron Paul would say. Here's Senator Paul yesterday. The COVID cover-up goes all the way to the top. Fauci funded the Wuhan lab. Senior intelligence officials hid classified evidence from the president himself. Scientists were silenced. They talk about hiding it from Trump. I don't just defend Trump. I knew this 5 years ago. Millions paid the price of death. The DOJ has until May 11th to prosecute Fauci before the statute of limitations runs out. I'm not letting this go. The American people deserve justice. I'm told Fauci will probably be indicted. Boom. It's official. Former CDC Director Robert Redfield by oath confirmed that they were hiding the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine, including mass death. Another powerful little play tomorrow. The United States has completed its withdrawal from the World Health Organization. This is a major victory for national sovereignty, medical freedom. The same global health establishment that failed during COVID should never again control American policy. We will not be ruled by unelected bureaucrats. Well, it didn't fail. It was a giant depopulation operation. Meanwhile, scientists have created the first synthetic species. To that tomorrow. Lab-grown meat, which is very similar to cancer, is about to arrive at grocery stores, mislabeled. We're hitting it all tomorrow. So start your engines at 11 a.m. Central. But don't go, because Harrison Smith, a veteran of 9 years at the Infowar, and one of the last guys standing here when others buckled and ran for cover, that's okay. He is coming in with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m., and he'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m., with War Room Live. It was War Room before. Now it's War Room Live with Harrison Smith tomorrow, 3 p.m. And then we're going to bring back all the shows and bring on new shows. And we're finishing this huge meeting with the final stuff of the big studio. To be even better, I'm going to be on my feet a lot when we have the new studio. I've done some stand-up stuff, but this is built for stand-up, where I just do the whole set. So I plan to be hours of the show every day. We're going to have in-studio audiences. We're going to I'm going to be up there with documents and moving them around on screen. It's going to be powerful. And we've got so much more planned. And if you build it, we will come. If we build it, you will come. Field of Dreams, theauctionstore.com, 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 theauctionstore.com. That is our sponsor. That's the owner of the Alex Jones Network. That's the owner of AlexJonesLive.com. And if you simply go there and get the very best supplements, you know I have the best information. You know I'm going to sell you supplements that really work because you love them. I want you to try them. Those are the fish you're missing out. The best bovine colostrum, what it does for your hair, your nails, your skin. The very best iodine, the purest, cleanest, that does incredible things. Try iodine. T3. It's all there. The best methylene blue. Now the gummies available. First run about to sell out. Despite that, introductory offer 58% off. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and the widest selection of every conceivable T-shirt design there is. And I knew Trump going sideways in the last year, and you see it all over the news, all these Trump paraphernalia places, all these Trump shirt people. That's how Bigley started 8 years ago. There's not been good sales for a year. It's dead. No one's buying any Trump gear. We still have Trump T-shirts. It's just so sad. Alex Jones gear, Patriot gear, 7076 gear, off the charts, better than ever. We can't even sell the Trump stuff, so we're going to retire the 100 or so Trump shirts because no one's buying them. And that's not me. That's where the American people are, and the numbers show that. 80+% of Republicans don't want boots on the ground with this war to end. But when we try to correct Trump getting back on track, all his little surrogate neocon never-Trumpers attack us and you know, run around like they're in la-la land, delusional, king has no clothes. Emperor's new clothes. It's insane. And there's so much more. You got the Supreme Court doing the right thing on redrawing the maps. What's really behind that? What are the Democrats really set up when they did this in 67 with LBJ? We'll be getting to that tomorrow. And so much more. But there's a lot of special interests that have hijacked America. But Israel sees the weak Democrats. Netanyahu's really trying to hostile take over foreign policy, domestic. And we're coming in and saying, no, no, no. And I'm proud of the American people standing up against the bullying and the lies. That we all love Hitler or something if we are against Israel running our country. No, that's not the case. Some people do. They think they're misguided. Just because Israel's doing something bad, I mean, Hitler was good. But as for me, my record's clear that I'm an American through and through and stand up for our sovereignty, and that's it. So, again, lastly, a lot of products that were available at thealexjonesstore.com are available at realalexjones.com. Now, why is that? They have a sister site. It used to be just for the network when I did test shows over here. So we could just, you know, they had money to fund that and fund those systems and that crew. Now it's all under Bigley's tent, same warehouse, same crew, same system. But they always hold back 10% of product in the warehouse, whether it's a T-shirt or a knife or a silver coin or a collectible or a supplement. So a lot of times if something's sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you can get it at RealAlexJones.com. So a few of the trench daggers left that sold out in 2 days, TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's just a lot of other things there that you can't get at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We can put it on screen, please. RealAlexJones.com. Just one word. RealAlexJones.com. Now, there it is. The mighty Harrison Smith, loaded for bear. Dozens of clips, analysis, and critical wit. Takes over now. Share the live feeds now, now, now. Real Alex Jones on X. Share it now. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of its operation. So take the link,
AlexJonesLive.com and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.